we have to eventually do, and maybe today we'll try, you know, we can get to it, you see. You have to see the city centered in Ayin Beis. It's quoted in the Tosis on the next part of the Gemara, which is with Machteres. So we'll, you know, a lot of what we'll be talking about has to be filtered through that Gemara. So we're talking right now without having the full picture. Just to go over again what was clear, what wasn't so clear, and then we'll maybe go back to first, and then maybe be able to revisit some of the points. Okay. Any questions? Maybe before I start, maybe anyone wants me to clarify a particular nekuda, then we could use that as a springboard. And a few people said that they were not clear about certain things, so we're working through it together. There is a machlokas, apparently, the Rashba and the Ritva. Let's start with that. The Rashba raises a question. Again, Rava talked about two cases. One case, there'll be chayv dal v'hei. One case, you won't be chayv dal v'hei. Case number one, the Geneva did not have Chil Shabbos involved with it. It was ganuv lo. Before you got the Chil Shabbos, there was a Geneva. So Rashi says the Erev Shabbos. Other Rishonim say it could have been on Shabbos, and that was unrelated to any Kim Dramine. And then you have the Kim Dramine relating to the Knas of Dalet V'Hei. So that's where Rabbah says that you're Chayv. Since Kfar Nischayv B'Gneva Kol Nishavu De'Isser Shabbos, so the fact that it's a Chayv Knas means that you don't exempt the Chayv Knas with the Chayv Misa. That's how we got into this. That's the Rabbah Lishitasa. The first case of Rabbah is clear. Second case of Rabbah is where it was Ganav V'Tavach V'Shabbos, and that's where Rabbah says the following. Yepater, why? In Ein Geneva, Ein Tvicha Ve'Ein Mechira. Since the Chil Shabbos coincided with the Geneva as well, again, the case also not clear. Rashi sets it up one way. Rishonim suggests another variation. Rashi says that there was a Geneva al Yidei Meleches Hotzah. So the Chiyuv Misa already coincides with the Isser Geneva, with the Chiyuv Geneva. So Kamad Rabmane already is affecting the Keren of the Geneva. So that's where we say Yepater and Dalet V'Hei. Gana V'Tavach V'Shabbos. Patur, why in Ein Geneva Ein Tvicha? Rashi's case, as we know, it is the Chil Shabbos of Hotzah. Other Rishonim say it could be the Tavach itself. Bershuso acts as a Geneva and a Tvicha together, and that's exactly why, since you Patur on the Karen, you Patur on the rest. Exactly what does that mean? The words of the Gemara were in Ein Geneva Ein Tvicha Bein Mechira. Rashi gives it a certain spin. Has Rashi explained the concept of Rabbah's second din? In Ein Geneva Ein Tvicha Ve'Ein Mechira, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Merubo, Gabi other in Yanin, that if for whatever reason there'll be a p'tur on the base chiyuv, on the keren, on the kefel, so then you're not going to pay the rest of the payment of Dalet V'Hei. Why? Dalet V'Hei Omerachmana V'Lo Gimel V'Dalet. The words of the Gemara themselves, you know, you don't know for sure. L'chayra, one could start thinking, and maybe this will tie in a little bit to Kibegi that we'll get to again. Tvicha Mechira doesn't come in a vacuum. To the extent that there's that Tvicha Mechira is Mechayv Dalet V'Hei, it has to be predicated on a Gneva. If a person shechs an animal of someone else in the street without any context of a Maisa Gneva, what would you call that? Hezek. That's not Tavach U'Machar to Mechayv Dalet V'Hei. Tavach U'Machar comes in the context of a Gneva. So, to some extent, one could read the words of the Gemara and say, what does Gemara mean? That Tavach U'Machar, Gana V'Tavach, I should say, B'Shabbos, Patur, Shem Ein Gneva and Tvicha V'Ein Mechira. If you don't have Gneva, Gneva had come to Rabbinay, so there's no basis to Mechayv Tavach U'Machar. You're talking about Mazik, you're not talking about Ganav. Is that the way Rashi learns? How did Rashi learn? That in Ein Geneva means if you don't have the Tashulumin of the Keren, because there's a p'tur coming to Avminei. So you can't have the tashlumin of Gimel v'Dalet. It has to be a payment of Dalet v'Hei, the full amount. That's interesting, right? The fact that Rashi touches it that way. The words of the Gemara perhaps could have lent itself to another perspective. I think this is very nogea, the kibbega that we spoke about. We'll speak about again in a few minutes. Okay, so this is the second case of Rabba. The Rishonim have a question, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ra'ah. On this second case of Rabba, Ganav the Tavach the Shabbos. That's where Pater. In Ein Geneva, Ein Tficha de Mechira. Why does it have to be Tavach the Shabbos? Let it be Ganav the Shabbos and Tavach on Sunday. Okay, this question is obviously a question according to what pshat of the Gemara of Ganav Tavach B'Shabbos and Rashi's pshat. If you learn, the pshat is that the Tvicha itself, Bachatseiro, was Behemer Butsa Bachatseiro, and you did Tvicha, that's the Geneva and Tvicha, then obviously it was done on Shabbos, that's all there was. But according to Rashi, that the Geneva was done with the Meleches Utsa, and then there was a Tavach, and the basis of the Torah is once you don't have the Chiyav of the Geneva, you have no Chiyav of the remaining amount. So let it be Ganav B'Shabbos, Tavach B'Chol. So how did the Rashba resolve that question? No?
He had his own pshat.
And at the end of the day, he comes back and he says, Lav Dafka. In other words, for the Rashba, in Hachinami, the din is clear. Ganav B'Shabbos, with Chol Shabbos, Avotza, Tavach B'Chol, Pat. So keep this in the back of your minds. Shita's a Rashba, on the record, in that very case. The Rashba disagrees with everything we're going to say going forward, from the Ritva, from the Kiva Eger, whatever the reasoning of what they say is based on. The Rashba is coming at it, and he disagrees. And we have to ask ourselves, after everything, why did he disagree? And there are going to be all kinds of ideas that we might think of that, but then we're going to have to ultimately come to Sugya Sanhedrin to ultimately figure it out. That's why I say a lot of this is going to be waiting for the Sugya Sanhedrin. The Maisa, the Rashba says, Mefurish, Ganav the Shabbos with Chol Shabbos of Otsa, Tavach B'Chol, will in fact be Hatter as well. The Ritva says differently. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger also differently. So here we had a little bit of a parting of ways in the way that it's formulated. So when the Ritva gives this teretz, what do they both say? What do they have in common? That if it was Ganav the Shabbos and it was Tavach B'Chol, so you will be chayiv dalet v'hei. Why? Because you have a new chiyuv of the keren based on the tzvicha of Sunday. So you have the geneva and the tzvicha coming together when it's tavach on Sunday. That's what both the Kveger and the Ritva both say, and that's the answer why Rabbi had to pick the case of ganav v'tavach b'shabbos. But in the way that they explain, here's where you see seemingly a shinui. When the Ritva brings it in, so first of all, he quotes an interesting B'Shem Rashi. So he quotes the following words. He says, how does he put it? That's exactly. Who has the Lashon in front of them? No. Here he says, the first thing that he brings in, and he's quoting Rashi in that sense, is why is he chayiv keren as well? Because it's before tvicha, it's b'shusa de marai. So what does he need that for? What does it mean? That's the mystery here. What does it mean? In what context is he saying it? That's why I can be chayiv for the Geneva now, because it's b'shusa de marai. One thought that comes to mind is the issue of goni v'achar aganif. Okay, that's what we brought in yesterday. Now, if that's the issue of goni v'achar aganif, then what did Rabbi Kiva Eger say in response to that point? Well, it's not going to Bachar Ganef, because since the first Geneva results in coming to Aminei, so nothing happened. It's not considered like Goni Min Aganef. Is that what Ritva means? The Ritva continues after quoting Rashi, the Afik Kibin Zal Mizbarin Dvarav from the Sugya and Meruba Samachay by the case of we call Tavei Oshasye. that he steals a barrel worth one, goes up to four, breaks it at four, chay four. Breaks by itself when it's worth four, he only pays one. You stop right there. What's the connection that he's bringing in? Just as over there, he breaks the barrel, he's mazik the barrel when it's worth four, he pays four. So to over here, when he's tabach on weekday, he pays for everything. For Gneva, he's chayv Karen again, and he's chayv for everything. No. So then, whatever is going on over there, is going on over here. How do you deal with the issue over there? Go Neiv Menaganev. So we saw ways to approach it. The Kso says, you know what? It is a problem going Neiv Menaganev. You know why you're chayv? Midimazik. No. That obviously, that is 100% clear. The Ritva disagrees with that. The Ritva is bringing that as a muscle for Gneva, to be chayv again for Gneva. So obviously, that is clearly against the Ritva. Okay, so it's not Midin Mazik, so what is it? So it's Midin Ganav. So now you have to know, why isn't it called Gonev Achara Ganav? Okay? So here we begin to think, you know, the fact that he took it to another level, he broke it. So that could be like another step. But wait a second, if someone else would do such, and that's similar to over here, okay? So Tavach, on top of before, now he was Tavach. So that allows for Gonev Achara Ganav. But is that really true? If one person steals and another person does Tvicha, would that make the other person Gonev Chayev? Seemingly not. Eno Tavach Achara Mochem Sham Dal Behei. Presumably, even if it was in his Chatzar or whatever, he can't. So then you have to start limiting and narrowing that. So it could be it's different if you... That's a kasha. They all are going to mask on what seems to be the Nesivah's position, that if another person does something more, a shinui, beyond what the first ganav did, which was just stealing it, the second ganav can also now have a shem ganav. But what's it different than tovech achara ganav? Okay, so we'll start differentiating between the same person who can deepen the geneva and then it's considered to be a continuation of the geneva or another shasak zela, and that is mechayev him and Karen, whereas somebody else is different. So you have to know what the Ritva saw in the case of Tabe Yoshasye. But whatever he saw there, if he was bringing it for the purpose of dealing with the kasha of Gonev Achara Ganav, which is Rabbi Kibega's kasha as well, in explicit fashion, Rabbi Kibega asked that kasha, then is this the same answer as Rabbi Kibega? What did Rabbi Kibega answer to the problem? How could he be chayiv on Sunday when he's tavach as a new Karen, a new Gneva, he's already a Ganav? Kibega says, because he wasn't a Ganav yet, so to speak, the first time. Because Kamed Ravine means that it's like nothing happened. So he could now be a Ganav for the first time. In a sense, that's Kibega's answer. What does that have to do with the Ritva's connection to Tavi Yoshasye? That's not a case of Kamed Ravine. So I'm just showing you that, obviously, although they're saying something similar in response to the kasha of how you can have, you know, tavach on Sunday and be chayiv, they're not obviously backing it up with the same logic. So far, so good, Chevra, with me? So clearly the Ritva seems to be bringing Tavi Yoshasye for that purpose. He also brings it in for the other purpose, for the other direction. As he continues explicitly, he says, in terms of the case of Dalid first and Aleph later, so he says, that's why in the case of Ganav Erev Shabbos, you'd be chayiv. Okay. So we don't know what the first line was. It's b'shuso demarayu. But if that meant the Kibbeh Svar, then it wouldn't jive with what he says afterwards with the case of Tavi Yoshasye. Now, let's turn from into the Kibbeh and see what he says, and understand that on a deeper level. So the Kibbeh Eger gives the same answer on face value as the Ritva, that the reason why Rabbah says Ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos and not Ganav v'Shabbos tavach b'chol is because that would, if it was tavach b'chol, it would make him a Ganav again. The rule is Ganav v'achara Ganav is pater. Kibbeh says, no, here it's better. Why? Because since the Gneva on Shabbos had come to Rav Mine, so what would that mean? It's therefore not considered Gonev Achara Ganav after that. Kivan HaGnev Shabbos lo kam b'shuso l'shum chiyuv. There are no consequences from that Gneva. Lo nasa Ganav b'zeh.
So the Kneg is saying a very strong statement in Kamed Ravine. Kamed Ravine on Gneva, lo nase ganav vese. Umishamachi betavach bechos shapli mikri Gneva. Again, this is a svar specific to Kamed Ravine. This is not a svar that can plug in to the case of Tavi Yoshasya, correct? So let's define what the chidushim are in this two lines of Kivege. It was Gneva hai b'shabes v'lo kam b'shuso l'shem chiv. First of all, the chidush in its own right, that when you have a kim dramine, so its pshat is, it's lo kam b'shuso l'shem chiv. Lo kam, he's not a ganef. What does it mean, he's not a ganef? There's no what? What's missing? There's no kinyan gneva. So we said yesterday, the pshat is no kinyan gneva. Why is that a chidush? What could one have argued in the case of Kamed Ravine? What does Kamed Ravine speak to? What is it pater? The Chiyama, Kinyan and Gneva exist, but the Chiyama doesn't exist. The Tashlumin of the Gneva doesn't exist, but there is a Kinyan and Gneva. So the Kideger is saying a chidush. Now let's illustrate how much of a chidush this really is. Let's consider the following. I think this could go back a little bit to the Rashi from before. We know the Rashi in Bamitziyat Tzadi Aleph. What is the famous Rashi in Bamitziyat Tzadi Aleph? Chosin Pipara. What do you see in that Rashi? Es nanas v'Torah afil ba'alimo. What does that mean in a nutshell? Your own words. Es nanas v'Torah afil ba'alimo is a way of saying the Yechiv Rashi Sidei Shemayim. Rashi says Tfisa works. So there is a Chiv that's really incurred. It's just that you don't have to pay it. B'dinei Adam. Can you say that in the same sentence as saying Rabbi Kideger here? we toyed with this once before. We said like Chai was Yeshemayim. Rabbi Kideger says it's as if it was a so acher, and it's kind of different. Rabbi Kideger, right? It's a little hard to swallow those two things together. Your Chai got to see Yeshemayim. Tfisa could work, and yet what? Rabbi Kideger is saying over here that it's there's no kinyan neginayim. Why not? You're part of paying, but why should every touch the maisa was done? You have an obligation on some level to pay. So you see, there's already a chidush in the kiveger on that level itself to say that there's no that there's no gneva chal here because the kavod ravine is a mouthful. Chayra, if Rashi says that there's a chiv vasis leshamayim, I would argue it should be also that there's kinyan gneva too. Now, let's, for a second, go back to the deal that we made before in the Lashna Gemara. What did Rabbi say? Ganav tavach b'shavis patur, why in ein gneva ein tficha vein mechira. The words of the Gemara, there's no gneva, there's no tficha mechira. What did Rashi say in interpreting that? Dalet ve'eom rachman bo gimu v'dalet. What did the Gemara say? In ein gneva ein tficha vein mechira. Chayra, I didn't see this anywhere, but I'm just thinking with you. In light of Rabbi Kideger's chiddush, that you see, he understands Kamed Ravine by Gneva as there was no kinyan in Gneva. It would be very appealing to me, again, I don't see it anywhere explicitly, to learn Pshat and the Gemara different than Rashi, if you will. So what will you say? In Ein Gneva means, if you don't have a context, the context called Gneva, there's no kinyan in Gneva here. So we're going to have Tficha Mechira. You can't have tficha in a vacuum. Then it's a mazik. That's not dalet vehe. See, in Geneva, if you don't have kinyan in Geneva, then you don't have tficha mechira. You can't have mechira dalet vehe. No. But Rashi didn't say that. How did Rashi learn? If there's no chiyuv keren, you can't have the balance of the payment. Why? No, if Rashi holds that there's a chiyuv lasis de shemayim that comes around in the name, so they very well is kinyan gneva. So what's the problem? The problem is, but lemaisa your putter, the fact that your putter b'dinei adam on the keren is enough to say that there's no basis to mechayiv you b'dinei adam on the rest. One could challenge that too in terms of a chiddush. Yeah, but you are chayiv on some level, so why is not good enough? But that's afal dekein. That could be what the Gemara is saying. Rashi says that that's what the Gemara is saying. So even if there is a chiyuv lasis de shemayim on the keren, but there could still be, you could still say it's dalet be'eh, I'm not going to go give him the dalet. You have to know that there's also keifel involved, and keifel is knas, and you have to know that chibos yishamayim by knas. That's not so simple. But if I'm equating right now keren and keifel together, so it could be that that this issue has to do with how you read those words, that line of gemara. So let's come back to the kiveger for a second. So the kiveger assumes that with kamed rabbeinu there is no basis to have kinyan and gneiva. So that's chiddush number one. Now chiddush number two, and so if there's no kinyan and gneiva, so there's no din goni v'achar ganav. That's so pashut. What does goni v'achar ganav mean? If the chavetz right now is in a state of being gonu from the baile, so then someone else steals it from that state of having been that is gonu from the baile, meaning to say it's eno bersuso of the baile. So there's no chiyuv incurred by the second ganav. For Rabbi Kiveger to say that the because of kamed rabbeinu, it's not chal geneva, because what we said there's no kinyan geneva. That's a way of saying that if there's no kinyan geneva for the first ganav, there's no din goni v'achar ganav. Is that all that it's about? Is it b'shuso of the bailim or not? Let's say the ganav was stealing it without kinyan geneva. Is it b'shuso of the bailim? Seemingly, is it? It's not. Let's say a ganav would take something. A ganav would take the item from the chatzar of the balabais, and he takes it to Rishus Rabin. So there was no hagbah; it was a meshicha. And we had the sugya earlier, Lamed Aleph, right? Is meshicha koni b'shus Rabin? Right, the whole tumul. So, right, and b'gneva is it koni b'shus Rabin? It has to be a simta, has to be to his chatzar. So right now it's brought into a Rishus Rabin. Comes the second guy and steals it from that state. Is it called goni v'achar ganav or not? There's no kinyan gneva. Is it b'shus of the bailim? In other words, what's the measure of going back? So Rabbi Kiveger is telling us a very important nekuda, that you have, first of all, that in kamed rabbeinu there's no kinyan gneva, chiddush number one. That's a chiddush. And the second chiddush is that if you have no kinyan gneva, then you can have a second gneva take place, because it's not called goni v'achar ganav. These are the two points that Rabbi Chanan basically identifies in Rabbi Kiveger, and I think more than this is going to have to wait for obvious reasons. Okay, but let's just flesh out a drop what he just said. Okay, so if you do have it, you can see what I'm quoting, but it's in the piece Kuf Chabez here in Ksuvit. So number one, you have the Rashba that starts off that says Ganav b'Shabbos Tavach b'Chol Potter. Lav Dafka Ganav b'Tavach b'Shabbos. The Ra'ah, the Ritvah, say no. Tavach b'chol chayiv. It's a new geneva. The Kiveger says, why not going back to Raganef? Because it was lo kam v'shuso v'shum chayiv. Kam d'rabinei. Therefore, he's chayiv again. Says the Ravuchan, v'tzorcho hosif al dvarav. So let me add something here. Number one, the Nesiba says in Shinran Aleph that if there's no chiyuve geneva, there's no kinyane geneva. So this link of the Kiveger makes that there's a kamed rabbeinu, there's no kinyan geneva, that he identifies with the nesivus. And that's why he can call gunav mibeis ha'ish. What is the context of the nesivus? The following. The halacha is shino yiskona, right? What does shino yiskona mean? And we have to talk a lot about this, especially in the context of Sanhedrin 9 days. Shino yiskona is a halacha, the Torah says, eish v'zagzeh she'gazal, ke'en she'gazal. If the item is what it was before, without having been changed, then you have to give back the be'en. If the item is in a different state than before, whatever qualifies as a shinui, then the halacha is you give money and you keep the chetes. The ganav was konet b'shinui. The source, asher gazal ke'en shegazal. I have to know how the drasha teaches us that the ganav is konet, but that's the way it is. The ganav has kinyan egzela. We know he's chayiv ba'on sin, and he also ends up acquiring the chayfetz, even though the person never wanted him to acquire the chayfetz. To the contrary, the whole thing was against the will of the nigzal. But l'maisa, if the chayfetz is transformed, the chayfetz now becomes, the bailus becomes one of the ganav. And whatever is a shinui goes into that halacha. So one example, tu'ev nasa ayo, right? Example of a shinui that the Gemara mentions, which Mishnah talk about. Says the Nesivus, what about the following? The ganef steals in a situation of kimle b'drav mine. So he's potter from paying the gneva. But there was also a shinui that occurred in the chayfetz. Does the ganef keep the chayfetz or not? Does he have to give it back? Again, he's potter based on kimle b'drav mine. The chayfetz is not what it was before. Does he have to be returning the item? Now, we will see in Sanhedrin, Mir Tashem, in base, there is a sheet of Rav that even the chayfetz doesn't have to be returned, based on kimle b'drav mine. But we don't hold that way. So he says, now, what about if the chayfetz was nishtana? Nistapati im chayv lehachzir. The kevan, the hagan of kone gufa gneva b'shinui. The halacha is the ganav is kone the gate, the chayfetz itself b'shinui. The rak domin bo yishulume alashar sheganvo. So you have to pay money for the gneva. But on that point that you have to pay money, we have kimle b'drav mine. So can the nigzal claim the item that has been altered in this case where the gneva took place with the chilul Shabbos? What's the shorish ha-safek here? No. Do you have the halacha kick in of Ke'en Shigazal that the ganav is kone b'shinui if the halacha is kimle b'drav mine? Says the Nesivus, Nifis Daiti, Shah Nigzal Notel Hagzela Afshan Ishtanis. The Nigzal can claim the item itself even though it was Nishtana. The Kinyan Shinui Nilmad Mikra the Beshev is Hagzela Asher Gozal. We know Kinyan Shinui from the Pasuk Asher Gozal, Ke'en Shigazal Yahzir, the Imrav Domin Ba'alma Boy Shume, Babakama Samachvav. We know Kinyan Shinui from the fact that it's Asher Gozal. The Kema da Torah Uchive Bedomim. So the Torah says, if not ke'en shegazal, then you pay money. So what do you see in that drasha? You're paying money, not the chayfetz. Obviously, the chayfetz became whose? Became the gazal's. But kevan did the makom shul kamed rab minei lo nischayev beheishiv. By kamed rab minei, he takes it to say that you don't even really have a real beheishiv either. We see that again in the Geis on Heaven Ayin Beis. There isn't real a behesher. He doesn't have a requirement to give. The guy takes what's his. But the Maisa, it's not behesher. It's no real halacha on the gazlan to be behesher. Therefore, lo kani agzela. The raya lezeh, okay, whatever. He says, all right, go on to the tavach b'shabbos potter. Say a bigger chiddush. Say, gufa behema becomes the ganas. All we're saying is pater, the ganav keeps the animal. He's kone b'shinui. Ganav etavach, en l'chashin gadam izeh, he keeps the animal. The answer is, if there's no chiyuv damim, there's no kinyan in the chayfetz. So what do you see? The Nesivus is assuming that if say kone b'shinui, there's no kinyan zela. Says, Rav Chanan, this is Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying the same thing. That's why he can call it kone b'achar ganav. Okay, that's the chiddush that we first noted in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. But now the second point. And now that there's no din of kinyan gneva, so now what do we say? There's no din of goni v'achra ganav either. So again, is this as simple as it seems? What is the definition of v'guna v'beisa ish v'lo v'beisa ganav? So the Gemara says, he quotes in Gemara Meruba, that the bailim is not in a position to be magdish. So that's called, it's ganu from him. What's called being ganu from the bailim? The bailim is not in a position to be magdish. It's not birshusa. It's not b'shuso, so then if it gets the item gets stolen from a state that it is considered ena b'shuso shel ha-bailin, and he doesn't have the koach to be magdashit in the state that it's in right now, that person who steals it from that state is not chayv as a ganav. Okay, there are two ways that you can define ena b'shuso. You can say it's ena b'shuso because the gazlan has kinyonei gzela. That creates a certain compromising of the reshus of the bailin, the fact that the ganav can be kone b'shinui and he's chayv ba'on sin kinyane gezela. That's kinyane gezela. That is what takes away the bailus of the original owner. That's mixed in a reshus. So that's why it can be magdish. But you could also consider the mitzias, the poel. It's not reshus. So he can't get it. He can't get to it. He doesn't have access to it. If that would also prevent him from being magdish conceivably, right? That's the question. My nafkamina between the two cases. So here you have a machlokas of Balmor and the Ramban. What would be as follows? God, the classic case of Ein Rishus so that he can't be magdish. That's given to Rabbi Yochanan. Gazal v'lonis yaishu abayim. So someone steals a chayfetz and the bailam is not the yaish, so they can't be now yish v'shin Rishus. It's just be pre-yish. Shneiim ein yachol lehagdish. Nobody can be magdish. Not the gazlin because it's Ein Rishalo, and not the nigzal because it's what? Ein Rishus. Now, typically that means that the again, it's two things, that the bailam can't get to it, and the ganav has kinyani gneva. Suppose the ganav is agreeing to give it back, but he hasn't done it yet. Kinyani gneva, he still has. Still chayba owns him, something happens, and so on. He can be koni b'shinoi still. He has kinyani gneva, but he agrees to give it back. But as far as the bailam being able to get it, so the ganav is happy to give it to him. Would the bailam be in a position to be magdishin right now? So the Baal HaMor says yes. If the ganav is muchan to give it back, then it's not called Ein Rishus, so he can be magdishin. The Ramban says no. Why not? Because the ganav has kinyan gneiva. That alone chips away at the bailus of the person. Now, this is a machlokes Baal HaMor and the Ramban. So now come back to Rabbi Eger. It says Rabbi Chanan over here. Here it's the other way around. Here, what do you have? A Geneva minus Kinyani Geneva. Geneva without Kinyani Geneva. Kimud Rab Geneva. We established that doesn't have Kinyani Geneva. But from the perspective of the Ramban, so, okay, if what defines Ein Rishus is the fact that the Gazan has Kinyani Geneva, the Gazan doesn't have Kinyani Geneva over here, so you can have a gneva on top of that because it's not coming from a state of Ein Rishus. Beautiful. What about according to the Baal HaMor? The Baal HaMor says that Ein Rishus is measured not by kinyan and gneva of the gazlin, but by the physical rishus issue. The gazlin is prepared to give it to him. He can be magdishit. The issue is it accessible? It's not accessible. So what do we have over here? Ganef stole on Shabbos. He took it out of the rishus of the bailam. So why can't? So what does Kiveka say? Now you can have a Geneva on top of that because there's no Kinyan and Geneva. According to the Baal HaMor, it's still Ein Rishus. So no, how can you have a new Geneva on top of that? Good. Nope. What do you say? What?
Kiveka's like the Ramban.
So could be, or is a way to step back and say the whole problem would not start according to the Baal HaMor. So take a look. This is what he says. Ufizeh, three lines from the bottom. Ufizeh, mashikasa, b'kibbe eger. They came into engel dine geneva. Hechad, the coming rab mine. Akorcha, chagonig mimenu, chayiv. Hainu mishum, b'kahai gavna, b'shusa, demarikai. That which Rabbi Kibega said, the kiva the engel dine geneva, there's no geneva becoming drabine, so therefore it's considered to be b'shusa demare. L'chore eno shayach el l'tam arishom, the toli b'kinyane geneva. Av l'tam asheni, the toli b'meshe b'poel eno b'shuso, im kein ma b'kach she engel kinyane geneva. Mikol mokum, wahavi b'shusa bayan b'eno yochel agdisho. U'memela agoni v'achar kach potter. If the fact is he can't be magdishit, it should be considered goni vacharaganif. So what do I care if Kamdravine applies and Kamdravine can do everything it does and can take away not just the tashumin and can also take away the kinyana geneva? But the fact remains, it's not accessible to the bailam. He shouldn't be able to be magdishit, and therefore, how can you have a new geneva when he does tficha on Sunday? That's the problem. Says Rabbi Chanan here, and I think Talmud of Shimon says something similar. Kufchav Gimel, he says, Kufchav Gimel. Nira da Adarab, Lashita Zu Meikar Lo Kasha. According to the Baal HaMor, it's not a problem to begin with. The Kevan the Iwu Amar La Bailim, Bo Vetol Es Shalcha, Nasa Beshusa Shalla Bailim. Imken Hadelo Havi Beshuso, Eno Ayide Agneva Rishona, Ela Becho Rega Havi Eno Beshuso. So know what we both say. Let me leave this. I want to leave it. It's there's so much of this is connected to Sanhedrin 9 days. Let's do that. Let's shift gears. Let's do this. Let's do the Taptosis, and then we'll see Sanhedrin 9 days and come back to Levi's point. So far, any questions? Yes, Eitan.
Can you just talk about the end of the mitzvah for a minute?
Yeah.
What's the shot?
Which
one to four? Or four to one?
Four to one?
Four to one, yeah.
Okay. Just like it says over there by Tavi de Shastia, from four to one, that you have to pay like the first price. So too, if it was gonna be four, we don't say, well, right now it's worth one, and therefore you should just have to pay one.
So like, what's the svara?
What's the svara that you have to pay the shasik zela before? It's considered to be in huz v'shus that gneivah was machayev you at the time that was four. What's your kasha? What should it be? Why should you pay one? Because that gezeila has enough to machayev you. You go zeila, it was worth four. So that already gives you the chiva four.
And then if you did two of the lefera, you'd be chayev for which one?
As long as there is a shasak zeila that you can identify as a shasak zeila, that was one, that was four. So that's the part that you're not going to get off of that.
Are you chayev tzivcha lefera on the four?
It's new dalad v'hei.
You were tavach when it was with one.
Yeah.
Would you have to pay dalad v'hei the price of one or price of four? Is it kishas hatficha, kishas hagzela? That's the shayla. That's the sugya in Aruba Samachay. That's a whole question. That's a whole discussion.
Because if it's on the one, then in our case, when In the first case of the Gemara, when you shecht it again, then the dal of the hay is on that keren that you're putter from. And would that be a case where you don't have the keren of the dal of the hay? Meaning, if you're chayav dal of the hay on the second keren, well, that keren is putter from kinyan dron. So would that be a problem with that Gemara?
Gani gana to tavach v'shabbos.
Yeah.
Gana v'tavach
v'shabbos.
How you gonna get married Shabbos?
Yeah.
And then tavach v'shabbos. And you're saying what? And at the price on Shabbos was
one.
Was one. And there's a common drive minay. There's a common drive minay on the tzvicha b'yachayev with knas. Yachayev knas. And common drive minay. Do you want to know? Would you have to pay the price of erev Shabbos for dalad v'hei? You're paying regardless. You're paying Dalad Behe. You want to Dalad Behe on which price?
But if the Dalad Behe is on the one, and the one is putter.
Not putter. That's the point. Knas is chayav.
No, but if the Karen is putter.
If the Karen was the first shot.
But if the Dalad Behe is on that Karen.
Yeah, not, but
if you're chayav Dalad Behe on the Karen of one, that means that the Dalad Behe is on that Karen.
Yeah,
it's not on the original Karen.
Yeah, but no, you're only saying to calculate dal v'hei by the price of the keren. You're not saying the keren itself, you're chayev. The keren itself was before Chil Shabbos. So you're chayev the keren for the chiyuv itself of keren. You're only asking what would be, as far as the tzbicha on Shabbos, whether you can give the higher value for the amount of dal v'hei, or is it the value of the time that you did the tzbicha itself? That's what you're asking. But the chiyuv keren is there. No.
If you're chayav dal v'hei on the one and not the four, then what does that tell you about the dal v'hei? That it's a dal v'hei on what?
No, you're mixing and matching. Yeah. You're saying the keren is dalid and the dal v'hei is one. You have to know whether that's possible or not. But that's where that there's an interesting rabbim on this inyan. But what's the problem? What bothers you about that? I mean, the kimud rabbinay doesn't speak to the keren. Kimud rabbinay speaks to the dal v'hei. Okay, so you're chayiv because it's a knas. I mean, why is it any different than the fact that you're just not mixing and matching the Karen and Dalad Behe? But that's anyway strange. But in terms of the Kimdramine issue, I don't see what is any more strange with that. The Kimdramine applies to Karen, but it didn't exist on the Karen here. And Dalad Behe can coexist with a chayiv misa.
Right, but we say in ain mean
to again that in but here there is Karen, there is Geneva.
But is it? But I'm asking if it's the same Karen. It seems like it's the Karen of if you're chayav dalad v'hei on the one, then there's no Karen of one because that's potter. So I'm asking if that would be a problem.
You're not. What?
He's assuming it's a new Karen for some reason.
Who said you can't use the old Karen? Understand? In other words, if you have gedi ganavlo, you have the old Karen. Why do you have to use the new Karen? You're assuming you're using that. That may be what the Ritva is also alluding to. No, you don't have to use the new Karen. You have the old Karen. If you can chayiv him for that, Geneva, so he's chayiv that for that. Okay, let's shift gears. Let's see the Tosis here. Shift gears a little bit. We'll do this. We'll come back. Okay. Says Tosis. Rav Meir. Loka Mishayim Misrei, Mesa Mishayim Lesrei. Mishayim Nihani. So this is what Rabba comes along and says. That Rav Meir holds that Loka Mishayim, but Mace is not, it's going to patter, Misa is going to patter Mamon, but Knas is different. Knas will be chayiv even along with Misa. Mashma. So that's what comes down to. Loka Mishalim is bein be Knas, bein be Mamon. Mesa Mishalim, by Knas, yes. Mesa Mishalim, Knas. By Mamon, Misa Pater is the Mamon. Good. Mashma de Rav Meir Islei Loka Mishalim af be Mamon she'eno Knas. So what do you see clearly from the statement of Rabba? That when it comes to Malkus and Mamon, it's Rav Meir holds, even by Mamon, we have Loka and Mishalim, not just Beknas. That's what we see from Rabbi here. Loka Mishalim Isrei, Mesa Mishalim Lesrei. So Loka Mishalim means, even Tashlumei Mamon, Yochayev along with Malkus. V'chein Mashma B'Soches HaPolim She'Bei Sile'il. What's the Soches HaPolim? That's the case of Chosein Pipara. And it says that you Loka, and you also pay whatever percentage of the food that you deprived the Para of eating. And the Gemara says, "I in loka mishalim." And what is the answer given by the first of the three answers in that Gemara? The Gemara answers, "Hamani what? Rav Meir. What are we talking about? What kind of a payment? Mamon. So therefore, you see that Rav Meir holds loka mishalim if he by mamon. The tema, the perakamid, the makis kamar ula. Time of the Rav Meir, the Amar edim zomen loka mishalim. The case we know, right? Adam testified that Messiah Zuz, according to Rav Meir, they get Malkus and they pay Mammon of Kasha Zoma. Says Ula, why? Mishum Degamar Moti Shemra. Moti Shemra, they know get Malkus and also he pays Meir Kesef. So too, Adam Zoman as well. Uparich, Mal Moti Shemra Sheken Knas. Aye, maybe Moti Shemra is different that because it's Knas, therefore it's Loka Mishalim. My answer is Sabal Krabi Akiva, David and Zomin Knasu. That what? That Rav Meir holds Kedas Rabbi Akiva, that Adam Zomin is Knas. So therefore, you can learn out Adam Zomin from Moti Shema because they're both Knas. No, what does it sound like? Mashma, that the Mammon ain't a local Mishalim. Seemingly, therefore, it should come out that Rav Meir's Shita, Loka Mishalim, which is derived from Moti Shemra, should be limited to Malkus and no Knas. That's why you can have an equation between Moti Shemra and Edom Zomit. So if it's not Knas, if it's Mammon, Rav Meir should agree that the Malkus Pat is the Mammon. So how can the Gemara seem to say here, and also in Bava Metzia Tzadi Aleph, that Rav Meir holds Loka Mishalim even by Mammon? If the whole derivation is mostly Shema to Edom Zomen, it should be limited to Knas. Now, there was the other side of this question we saw in the Tosis earlier on Lamed Beis, and also Tosis and Abdalik have both issues in terms of the Chachamim. What do the Chachamim say? That Kol Mishalim in Aloka. Where do they say that? What's the case that they said that? Kol Mishalim in Aloka? Edom Zomen. The Gemara says, why do they say Kol Mishalim in Aloka? Because they hold Edom Zomin is Mammon, so you can't learn from Moti Shemra. So they say, so wait a second. So the Gemara started off our whole sugya back at Daflam Beis with what kasha? How can it be by the case of Habar Lachoso that it says here that you get Knas, and it says over there in Malkus that you get Malkus, I can't learn in Loka Mishalim. Hang on. The whole problem in Loka Mishalim should only be limited to Mammon. By knas, we should always use motzi shem ra as a limud. Racham can't learn teidin zomin because teidin zomin is for them mama. But if you told him about knas, the chacham should also reach Rav Meir. That was a kasha that should be familiar. That was the Tosfos on Lamed Beis. So this is sort of the mirror image of Tosfos Lamed Beis. Here Tosfos is coming at it from Rav Meir's dimension. Rav Meir called Lokel Mishalim even by Mammon. Seemingly, he should only say it by Malkus and Knas because of the fact that he learns it from Moti Shem. So what is Tosfos' answer? The Yishloma Devadai Yedim Zomen Havim Mamona. If Edom Zomen was Mamon, lo habigama mimoti shemra. Shekein hu knas. So if Edom Zomen was Mamon, Rav Meir could not have learned from moti shemra to Edom Zomen because moti shemra is different, it's knas. Ela habidar shinan, mikadei rishaso, she'en aloka mishalim. So rather, what would he have said? That we have kadei rishaso, which teaches us, it's written by Edom Zomen, and it's written and it says, only one and not two. So that, what does that say? That says that there's no din of Loka Mishalim. There's only one punishment, not two. That's if Edom Zomer would have been Mum. Avahashta disarba Edom Zomer Knas. Vigam Rami Moti Shem Rada Loka Mishalim. Now that you can learn Edom Zomer from Moti Shem Rada, because they're both Knas. So now the Kedei Rishaso that's written by Edom Zomer Min. So now the Kedei Rishaso is not going to be speaking about Malkus and Mammon at all. It's going to be talking about Miso Malkus. Came in the Kedei Rishaso, lo havi be Malkus and Mammon. Because in the context of Edom Zomin, the Mammon would have certainly gone together with the Malkus. Because that would have been a Knas. Edom Zomin is a Knas. So once it's not discussing the world of Edom Zomin, so now we have to shift the Kedei Rishaso over to what? To Malkus and Misa. Like the Gemara says in Lamed Zayin. Memela, so what are we left with? We're left with the default. If you don't have a Kedei Rishaso by Malkus and Mammon, because it's over to Malkus and Misa, Mehashta, Bechol Duchta, Loka Rishalim, De Mehecha Nimet, Shelo Yoka Rishalim. Why would you say, well, in a Loka Rishalim? What's the source? Kedei Rishaso. But Kedei Rishaso is written by Edom Zomin. And Edom Zomin, everything about Edom Zomin should indicate Loka Mishalim, because what is the payment of Edom Zomin? The Mammon of Edom Zomin is always defined as a Knas. That's the Shita of Rav Meir, like Rabbi Akiva. So if you're not going to be able to use a Kedei Rishaso for the Mammon of Edom Zomin, which is a Knas, so you have to now apply the Kedei Rishaso not for a Misa not for a Malkus or Mammon, but for Malkus together with Misa. You don't get Malkus and Misa. So if you don't have any miut to speak to Malkus and Mammon, then obviously the din will be the same as it is by Knas, will be the same halach. That's what Tosfos is saying. The only thing that's not so glad, we have to sort of spell out, but Chor, why do you have to make the Kedei Rishaso? What Yossi were asking me in the morning. Why does Kedei Rishaso have to go shift over to Miso Malkus? Why don't you just apply the Kedei Rishaso to what? To Malkus and Mammon. So use the Kedei Rishaso for Malkus and Mammon. Tosfos just says, if it's Edom Zomin, it can't speak to Edom Zomin's situation of Mammon, then it's going to be over by a case of Misa Malkus. And therefore, Malkus and Mammon has no miut. Let the miut be the Kedei Rishaso. So why does Rav Meir have to shift all the way over to the Miso Malkus? Let the case be Kedei Rishaso, Malkus and Mammon. So what do you have to say? Pshat, yeah? Yoni?
Didn't the Tosfos and Lamed Beis answer that once we learn the din out by Edom Zomin, that's the source for Malkus all over the Torah, whether it's Knas or Mammon? So if we
that was for the Chachamim. That was for the Chachamim.
Also, it's
no, Tosfos didn't discuss Rav Meir over there. And Lamed Beis, again, Tosfos' question was coming from the other angle. Tosfos Kasha, there was, wouldn't the Chachamim agree by Knas that you should have Misa, you should have Malkus and Knas? Because you can learn, Edom Zomin can't be derived from Moti Shem, but Knas could be derived from Moti Shem. So Tosfos had several answers. And what Tosfos said was, among other the points, he said, since the Torah says, Kedei Rishaso, So it says, even if the case would be a case of knas, it would still be included. But how would that help us over here? What?
The Ritzvah.
Oh, so what does the Ritzvah say? Yeah, the end of the Tosfos. Yeah.
It says Motzi Shem has a Bingin Av to all other cases.
Yeah.
And therefore, Kedir Shaso has to go to everywhere else.
The answer is here, though. It's not just to use that answer, though. It's not a response.
No, no, no.
More of a question for the Ritzvah.
Yeah, no, no. How's that going to help us?
The Ritzvah doesn't differentiate. Same question at the beginning.
That's it. Well, he says, he does, Mary, Mishum, B'Nina, Mosh Hashem, Mukhi, Rishasa, Lomiso, Malkus, Umapikai, Mimashma, Usse. That was the Pasha Pshat, Rishasa.
What's on
Malkus? Because of the derivation of Yishima, he had no choice. What?
No, but the Ritzvah, either way, in the very beginning, he would have been okay with him being Mother Mom versus Knas either way. So he doesn't need the differentiation to fall through. But for our Tosfos, who holds that, there's going to be a huge difference in Mamon or Knas, whether that's or whether Enzom is a Mamon or Knas. So for sure, it's more of a question on our Tosfos. So the Ritzvah really has no bearing.
Yeah. What does Tosfos say in Makkos? You should have the Makkos Daf Daled. Tosfos brings both things together. Here, the two Tosfos, and each one is coming in a different angle. One is in Rav Meir, one is in the Rabbanan. The Tosfos also in the Masi, I think, right? Tosfos Sava Lo Rabbi Akiva, right? This is Rabbi Meir holds up Rabbi Akiva. Dama Inzom Knasu. So therefore, he learns from Motzi Shema. Rabban Sava Mamona Hu Hachi Hoya from Motzi Shema. Masma says Tosfos to Rabbi Meir in a loke and Mishalin El Gabi Knas. Sounds like Rabbi Meir should only say Motzi Shema Knas. Avol Gabi Mamon Lo. The Kasha from the Gemara in Bamitziyah Tzadi Aleph. The Gemara gives you Kimta like Rabbi Meir, and there it's Mamon. Kasha number one. Kasha number two from the Gemara like us. But may welcome the son of Israel, Masma B'chol Inyan. So those two kashas parallel our Tosfos, right? Then Tosfos continues and says V'chein Kasha from the Rabbanan. Now this is now tracking Tosfos on Lamed Beis by us. V'chein Kasha mid Rabbanan. The Adkan lo pligi Rabbanan lei the Rameir. Elmush misfil edim zomin mamono. Kach lo matzi yal of motzi shemra. Because edim zomin is not knas, it's mamon. And yet the Gemara Neilonaris asked the Kasha by Knas in Loka Mishalim, meaning like Rabban Rab Meir, Alma Pi Rabban Afil B'Knas. So Tosfos puts both Kashas together, right? Everyone with me? The Kasha in Makkos is both on both ends. How come Rab Meir extends Loka Mishalim even to Mamon if the source is Motzi Shema to Edom Zomim, it should be limited to Knas? And how come the Rabbanan extend their Shita of that you don't have analog in Mishalim, even to Knas? By Knas, you should at least be able to learn Edom Zomim from Motzi Shema to all connected to Knas. So Tosfos says both kashas together. Says Tosfos in response, via Shlomar, the Vadai, Bein le Rab Meir, Bein le Rabbanan, Leka Chibuk, the Mamon le Knas, Le'inyan Din Loka Mishalim. It's never going to break down along those lines of Mamon versus Knas, according to Rab Meir or Rabbanan. Why? Tamechdei Mishas, so Yalfinan Le. Where does it all come from? If you're going to say that ain't a local mishnah, it's kedei rishasu. Well, kedei rishasu ksiv gabi edim zomim. Where does it say kedei rishasu? By edim zomim. Hilkach. Now, whatever you're going to say edim zomim, it's going to become an all-or-nothing proposition. It's whatever the halacha is going to be left with by one is going to be by the other. L'Rab Meir d'savra edim zomim knasahu. So edim zomim has a right to be learned from Motzi Shema because it's knas, both knasos. So now, what do you do with the fact that there's a three rishas b'edim zalmin? And kedei rishas so dinuch the gabi did who? The memaish de rishayos lekel ukme b'malkus u'mamon. Because whatever mamon you're going to identify here in the context where the pasuk is written is what type of a mamon? A mamon that should be lekel u'mishalim, not a kedei rishas so mamon, because it's edim zalmin mamon, which automatically converts to knas. Therefore, you have to take the Kedei Rishaso and interpret it to go on Miso Malkus. Utsvichil Rukim Miso Malkus. Kizbegonaris. In Cain, Vadi Omer Me, Bechol Duchti, Lokam Ishan, Afagami Mamon, the Behecha Tesa Lemiute. In other words, if I don't have a Kedir Shaso to be Memayet, that you don't have both, then Mil, you get both. So the derivation itself, Muthi Shemra, is to Knas. But once Eidim Zoman, which is the mark of the headquarters of Kedir Shaso, which is Knas, so you can't find an application of the Mammon of Eidim Zoman to use the drasha derish also for the moment of Eden Zomen, which is always a knas. So then you're going to have to say it's discussing not that, but it's discussing miso malchus. So that's what it is, and therefore mammon and knas will be the same to say lokum mishalim. That's basically our tosis. Now he goes the other direction. Av rabbanu desviru de Eden Zomen mammonu ukach lo yafinu mimotzi shema de lokum mishalim. So he can't learn Eden Zomen from motzi shema. So now you have a Kedei Rishaso that speaks to Eidim Zomim, which is Mammon. Any type of Beis Rishayos, Mammon or Knas. Doesn't sound gets limited. That's the Tosis and Malkus. So, could be that that's the point. In other words, that since the Eidim Zomin doesn't have a Mammon that's Knas, so you can't start splitting it and saying it's going to go on the case of Knas. There's no Shaykhus of Knas in the situation of Eidim Zomin. Miso Malkus, I could have a constructed case that's Shaykh to Eidim Zomin of Miso Malkus. So the Torah can say, Kedivishasso, in the context of Eidim Zomin, Benogea Miso Malkus. But there's no case you're going to find of of Malkus and Mammon by Eidim Zomim, and Kedei Rishaso can't speak to that, and therefore it's going to remain halacha welcome mishalim everywhere. That's what you have to say. Pshat Nartosis. That sounds like a bit of Tosis over there, but it's probably the Pshat Nartosis too. No.
So essentially, our Tosis is coming along to say by the very fact that we don't have Kedei Rishaso to be might, that means that then this positive or then the Eidim Zomim can apply it, to any mammon, meet any types of payment, whether
that's
it's
right.
Or
if you don't have the miut, then you have the default remains. Okay, Mishalim, there's no miut. It's just that the issue of learning Matzah Shema is going to dictate whether I have, I have room to apply Kedei Rishaso in the context of Eidim Zomim or not, and where. So once I don't have it by the mammon miso malchus or malchus or mammon, because mammon is always knas, then I have to go over to miso malchus.
Okay, so that means going by the Rabbanan, though. So how did Tosfos get an answer why?
So the way he says it here, Tosfos by Yafin, a few ways for the Rabbanan. Tosfos and Makis says for the Rabbanan that once the Torah has been might based b'shoyis by Knas, so it's Mashma Shapir that.
So exactly the opposite.
Knas is the same thing. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what Tosfos and Makis.
I mean, once you're might, extend the meat to everything.
That's right. So the Chum, the meat gets extended. I don't start splitting it and learning Murti Shema for one. Kedei Rishaso speaking to Eidim Zomim. Eidim Zomim is Mammon. So now we say Mammon ben Knas, it's all the same. Yeah.
I'm not fully clear on this, but didn't we say that the Lov Sachsum is next to like Arbim Yakan and this whole thing with Eidim Zomim? And didn't we say that, like, I don't know exactly what we connected to, but like we connected that that's, I think, why you're Pater from Mammon for Kedei Rishaso, since it's next to Lov Sachsum. Did we say something along
the line?
Why you're Pater for what?
Is that for the Rabbanan?
For other Lavan.
For the
Rabbanan.
For other Lavan? So shouldn't that be for a Gerber Meir? It shouldn't be like, if you move the whole thing, you should move the whole Kedei Rishaso away. That should even be by Mammon then. That should be local Mishalim.
Yeah, what do you mean to ask? Lo Sachsum, no?
It's for the Rabbanan that the Kedei Rishaso is in local Vino Mishalim.
Okay.
So if we get rid of the Kedei Rishaso there, shouldn't the baseline be then for the rest of the Lavim in the Torah, including which is the whole source for Lav Sachsum, should be Lokum Mishalim then? I guess to the Oth Yosef's question, kind of, another way.
I don't hear the question.
It's not necessarily a question, maybe to help deal with Yosef's question.
Okay. The Masha has an interesting Shiloh. What about this? The sugya in Makis learns out for Rav Meir, Lokim Mishalim, why? From Motzi Shemra. Who needs that? I have another makar for Rav Meir. What does it say in our Gemara? when it comes to knas, nisa and mal and knas go together, right? Right? Because chidushu shechitcha tor b'knas avakav b'nukta mishalim. Plug in that svara when it comes to malchus and knas, same thing. Who needs to come out to motzi shemra to learn out to Eidim Zomin from motzi shemra that loke u'mishalim, and Tosa says once you know it by knas, you know it by mamon. But why can you run it out to Eidim Zomin? Because Eidim Zomin is a knas. What gets the whole ball rolling with Tosis? Because once I know it's by Eidim Zomin case, which is a knas, and I can learn that from Motzi Shemra, so now Kedir Shasso can go on Eidim Zomin by Malkus and Mamon, it's going to go on Misa Malkus. What do you need to learn from Motzi Shemra to Eidim Zomin? If Eidim Zomin is knas, so the halacha is knas cannot get exempted from coming driving there. Just like Misa will not pater knas, so Malkus won't pater knas. That's what the Kibbe Egis Ha'ar. That means Rashad's Ha'ar. The Kibbe Egis has an answer to it. Yeah.
That only on Tosfos or the Gemara in general?
What?
That only on Tosfos or the Gemara in general?
What?
Who's this Kasha on? Tosfos or the Gemara?
It's like on Tosfos. It's only Tosfos.
Why is he asking on Tosfos?
Because it's always on Rashi.
No, not on the Gemara.
So why is it only Kasha on Tosfos?
Because Rashi holds that he holds a Rambam. Said Rav Meir was like Rambo, so he holds his Chet Shetorah. So
the Gemara Machi itself is Kasha.
So it's even more. So it's a case of still question.
Yeah. I'm saying Rav Akiva Eir's answer only works if you hold like Tosas that he doesn't hold.
I'll get to read it. Wait. So why did you use the svara of Rabba as the makor for Rav Meir ben Lokin Mishalim? That's the Mashal's question. So the Kibbeh says, this is only Rabba, no? This is Rabba. So who says that the sugya in Makis has to subscribe to Rabba? This is Rabba's chidush. The Rabba says that according to Rav Meir, whether he holds like him, doesn't hold like him, it's immaterial, but Rabbi is saying the Das Rav Meir that Meis Umishayim Knas. Okay, so now I have another makkah for what Rav Meir would say, Loka Mishalim. Okay, you can say the same reason by Meis Umishayim Knas, Loka Mishalim by Knas. But according to the Sugya Makis, we don't accept that. So he needs a makkah for Motzi Shemra. That's basically what Kibbeh wants to say. So what's the Mashiach thinking? What was the Mashiach thinking? I mean, Ken, of course, the sugya doesn't have to go like Rabba. He actually says, I don't understand the Mashiach's kasha, how he puts it. Nope. That's how he puts it. He says, Mashiach Shemashah, lo yivanti haschola lukus yasa. He says, Yishlah, sugya the makas, kipfi mash the sphere, lorov hamaroyim, lorav meir, gamba knasin no meisim mishalim. Ede misvara imachalkin bein mamun luknas. For Tzrach Lumbod, Motzi Shemra, Upashit. You have to know what was the Mashiach's problem. Yeah.
So Mashiach seemed that the idea of the Chidush Torah by the Knas, in the Gemara seems to be open going on Mason Mashiach. And so he's saying extend that same type of idea, extend that same type of Chidush. And each day
should
go to Shaios?
Should you? Why not? What should be different? If you can, Misa won't part of the Knas, so why would Malkus part of the Knas? Unless you start saying Alumdus, I mean, in response to the Kibbeh's Kasha, no, separate from the Kibbeh, I mean, the Kibbeh's answer is one answer, but in response to Mashiach's Kasha, maybe you could start saying, you know, how would you explain that? I don't know, but maybe, because it's a different dynamic, as we've been saying with Chaim and other things, that Misa Mishalim is one, in Mishalim is one Allah, that's a poter, and Lokan Mishalim is a different Allah, Shtei Rishayos. So maybe the word of Chidush of Shechidush Torah B'Knas is only more appropriate by Misa, that the Misa won't pater, the Knas, because Knas is a Chidush. If it's Allah of Shtei Rishayos, of Malkus of Knas, Malkus of Mammon, which is Allah that based in Kant, can oppose to Chiyuvim, so there the svara is just as relevant for Knas as for Mamun. That would be the outline of an approach to answer the Kasha, separate from what Kibbeh says. It's a different idea. It's a halacha in terms of Beis Din being limited in enforcing the onesh. And maybe that should be as relevant for knas as for mamad. You have to explain it better, but that would be a beginning of a thought. Yeah, let's see one more tosis and yeah.
Just for the marsha, considering the context of the tosis, doesn't seem like.
Why is he asking on a tosis? Why is he asking on a tosis? He's asking good. Why does he just ask it on the Gemara?
Then it's really a blatantly bad question if he asks on the Gemara.
Saying, but like, no, it's on Gemara. You could say, according to this Gemara, what do you need? Why? Because he holds his way.
He's
a yeah, yeah. No, but either way, it's Rav Meir. Either way, it's Rav Meir. I mean, it could be for Tosis, it's worse, because Tosis says, because of Motzi Shemra, now I can't differentiate, and now everything is the same. And if it's just a special lacha by Knas, Vloki Mishalim, then maybe Rav Meir wouldn't say it by Mamon. Maybe that's why the Kasha is on Tosis. Tosis said a whole vort, that once Rav Meir learns that from Motzi Shemra, the Knas, so now Adam Zomimin. No, actually, won't know. It'll be the same. I'm not correct, because at the end of the day, it's the same cheshbon. Adam Zomimin is knas. So once it's kedem shas, so it's not going on that. So no, it wouldn't work. Sorry. Okay, I thought maybe I'm chab, but it wouldn't work. I don't know why is he asking on the tosis, not on the Gemara. Okay, yeah.
It's a bit of a radical approach, but yeah. when the Gemara responds, it says that he's sober that Adam Zomimin is knas. Maybe the answer is that Adam Zomimin is knas, and therefore.
What means that?
Because originally, when we want to learn from Motzi Shemra, when we thought it was normal.
Yeah, it's totally, it doesn't say anything to the effect of that. That's like, it sounds like it just, that's why it's a parallel. I mean, it would have to say more than just that. The Amar Rabba Hayar Gedi Gonavlo, this is Rabba Lashitaso, Zaktosis, Aliba Dura Meir, Kamar, Vulom Mishim, the Saber Hachi. Rabba is giving us the halacha according to Rab Meir. Why does Tosis say that? V'lo mishim d'savar hachi. Why does Tosis assume that way? So the Tosis Rush makes it more clear why. Because Tosis Rush sets it up as a kasha. In fact, Tosis Rush, Tema, hechi shavik rabban, b'savik Rab Meir. How does Rabba paskin against the chachamim? What does he mean, the chachamim? Which chachamim?
Those who hold
Ganav v'tabach v'shabbos is no, forget Ideache. We're not talking Ideache. Rabbi is saying not Ideache. That was before. Ganav v'tabach v'shabbos is the Ganav himself. So we have a machokis in the Braisa. Rameis Cheskai, the Chachamim say, Pater. What's the Pshat in the Chachamim? So obviously the machokis has to be about something. What's apparently the machokis? That the Rameir is going to hold that by Knas, is going to be mace or mishalim knas, and the chacham disagree. So how could Rabba go ahead and say over here gedim ganav lo v'tavchol b'shabbos chayiv like Rav Meir? He should go like the chacham. The chacham disagree with Rav Meir b'tavach b'shabbos. They hold obviously that you do say kim drav minay by knas as well. So that's apparently what's fueling Tosis kasha too. Tosis gives the answer without the kasha. So the Rush asks the kasha. Hech shavik rabban v'savik Rav Meir. All Rabbi meant to say was kacha din l'Rav Meir. Certainly a dochik in the fact that Rabbi just quoting a din and he doesn't give us any inkling that he's talking about Rav Meir. I mean, and why would he make a statement, for Rav Meir without even, if it's not Nogea? Okay, he wants us to know that Rav Meir holds this way, so at least he should say l'divrei Rav Meir. That's what Tosfos says. He had no choice because the Chacham disagreed. So how could he pass like Rav Meir? Some of Rishon say the same thing, but others disagree. Others say the Rashba, and really Rashi. It's really Rashi here. What does Rashi say? The Rabba Svirek Rav Meir. The first in Rashi. I think the Rashba says it too. Rashi says that Rabba holds like Rav Meir. That's the pastis. He's quoting this din. Takashver. Why would he go like Rav Meir? If Acham disagree, why hold like Rav Meir? What gives him the right to paskin like Rav Meir? Pastis Acham do disagree. Unless you say, what, the Chachamim agree, but they argue on a different count. We had earlier, why the Chachamim disagree by Tavach B'Shabbos? The earlier Pshat, the Gemara, Shereruya. No, could that be? That Rabba holds that everyone agrees with this is so, then the whole basis for the Chachamim is Shereruya. That doesn't sound correct. But the Gemara references, several times Rabba. I think the Gemara mentions Rav Meir a few times when it mentions Rabba, no? The Gemara mentions it later. But say, I'm not hey. No, actually, the Gemara says, Rabbi de Omer Chidush de Chidush de Torah. I know, I thought maybe Rabbi would learn everyone holds this way. And then the Chum disagree based on Chidush and the Ru'uya. Hard to say, that's what Rashi will hold. No. But Pashtas, he shouldn't hold like Rav Meir. The Chum disagree with it. But this is what Tosfos says. It had to be the Rabbi said of the Das of Rav Meir. Okay, it was something on the Parsha, yeah?